test, 1, 2, 1, 2, test. So, Tony.
Hi, Fred.
We're about to do a podcast in English.
Oh, your English is pretty good.
Thank you. Two French actors doing a podcast in English about two French actors doing a show in English.
Yes, that's about right.
Let's go!
Pas d'impro. Une discussion avec les artisans du spontané. Juste une discussion, pas d'impro. Idée originale de Frédéric Bambouchi, musique Dominique Hamel.
Yeah! So far, so good!
So far, so good. So, let's talk about it, because, you know,
yes,
we're not used to talking English.
Not at all. English, yeah. Yeah, but I do speak a bit English.
Yes, you
and
do.
And I'm always looking out for my accent. I don't know which accent to take.
Which accent do we have?
I don't know.
A French-Canadian accent?
Yeah, but, you know, when I'm traveling around, I'm trying to put a twist on it. Ta-ta-ta. It's gonna be hard, I think.
Well, it's gonna be hard to play ourselves.
True, another language, yeah.
But I think that characters will emerge.
Yeah, I think so, but I'm afraid all those characters will always be taking time to search words in their head, or
maybe, but if I do I don't know, a kind of semi Japanese English talking dude,
yeah maybe it takes a lot of energy, concentration to, you know, work character, the story, and on top of that a layer of another language. I don't know. I'll get out of this.
First of all, maybe we have to set the context.
Yeah, of course.
So you are an actor.
I am. I'm a French actor.
Yeah, and we did our first podcast with you in French, and you said you were you left the improv world.
Yes, I did.
Except maybe once in a while with our show Zito.
Yes, I did Zito, which is without any words
at all.
Yeah.
So you don't want to, you just don't want to play in French.
That's about it. No, well, I'm looking for new adventures. I love this medium, improvisation, but I think I'm too old for this. I've got some difficulty to find new ideas, and I always find myself doing the same things. But to play in English, that's all new, of course.
So, one night I told you, yes, Antoine, I would like to play in New York, or I don't know, in English, somewhere. And you said, that's the kind of thing I want to do.
Yeah, of course, to challenge this. I've been doing some improv for a long time now, and I've got faux pli. I've got some reflexes.
Right. Yeah.
And to break those, it's hard to break them, but with a context, with for example, no words at all, or doing it in English, I think I'll have to do something else. I don't know what.
In front of. Yeah. It's like crisis equals opportunity.
It is a crisis, and I hope something will emerge of that.
But I told you, yep. Yeah, I would like to play in New York, and you said, yeah, I'm down for that. And a few weeks later, I told you, yeah, well, I wrote to the People's Improv Theater, and they said, why not? And
yeah.
And you said, go! So we're doing it, and we're doing it once in Montreal, the 7th of October of 2017 at 10 p.m. That's late.
At 10? That's 10. A great crowd at 10.
Great crowd. But we've played with Italians playing in French.
Yes, we did.
Do you think that we're going to experience something similar to what they were experiencing?
Maybe, but I think we speak a bit more English than they do French, with all respect. There's going to be this part of our brain, occupied? I don't know. To generate this English language. You see that
that
phrase there? That's going to be happening all the time, I'm afraid.
Or but doing word-to-word translation.
Yeah, falling into that.
Like what? Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah.
My girlfriend Tammy begun English courses.
Oh yeah, just to see
no,
our show.
No, but it was a long time dream of hers.
Okay.
She does speak a bit of English, but now she's learning it. And one of the comments of her teacher is that, you do speak English, but you think in French, you translate. So we see the mechanism of French in your speaking. So and when we talk about this project and when we text ourselves, I love those expressions.
Yeah.
That's maybe the hint of speaking a language is those. So I think there's going to be a lot of, expressions, English expressions.
Things we're used to say in French, but we translate in English, so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe it will be cute for the New York audience. All
it will be
12
exotic.
Of them.
Maybe more. A few French people.
Yeah, sure. I'll try to put the word out.
Put the word out. That's nice.
I heard that when you learn a second language, when you start to think in that language.
Bullshit! No. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do, and you dream in English. I've done some immersion courses, so we only spoke in English for a week, and then at one point you dream in English and you do speak in English.
Oh, we're having a conversation in English right now.
I know, and that's weird.
And amazing.
Great. Why don't we always speak English?
I don't know. And I heard also that when you you play in a second language, you have other characters, other reflexes.
Of course.
I listened to a podcast from UCB, Upright Citizen Brigade.
Okay.
It's an improv
cult
in the States. And they talked about playing in their second language, but for some of them was first language because it was mostly Spanish,
yeah,
Spanish. And they said they were more to the point, less how do you say
yeah. What is it? So it's just a memo.
We're looking for a word for fioriture.
Less of that.
Less la-di-da.
That might be so.
Are you up for another podcast? Maybe in French after this experience?
Yeah, of course. To talk about
how it went and
of course I will be there
because I think that most Quebec actors and improvisators think about doing a show in English because it's we're how
this is going nowhere.
It's going great, but no, we're in the middle of an ocean of Anglophones and and we for the most part speak English.
Most of us, yeah.
And I was gonna say a huge market, but we don't do it really for money because
we're rich. We're intrigued by it. And when I travel, usually I've been in Chicago or Boston or New York. I go to see improv.
Yeah.
To see this other world. And there's some in Montreal.
Yeah.
you've got some contacts with him. There's a parallel universe there, accessible for us, maybe a bit. So yeah, I'm intrigued by it.
I told I was in contact with some guy from Hollywood.
Nice.
Yeah, and we were chatting about improv, and I made the parallel. I don't know how do you say.
Why?
Here it's like the Galapagos Islands.
That yes.
As we evolved
differently
from the same thing, but without contact with the English improv world.
That's very nice, Fred.
But the French are opening up faster than us.
Do they?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Germany and Italy and Spain, and usually when they don't know which language you speak, they speak English.
Today.
Yeah.
My God.
Or French.
French.
Or Mandarin.
That's the next step.
That's the next step.
But we have this common language, which is the body language, gestures.
Yeah.
And Zito, you've done it. This no words game, show. So I think we'll manage with that too. To understand ourselves. And
what kind of characters do you think you're going to
use more? The silent ones. Mm-hmm. Mysterious.
Yes.
Few words.
Oh yes.
Yes, I cannot speak now. I don't know.
So the show,
yes,
the show we're going to do in New York and in Montreal, it's called Three, and it's quite simple. You, when there's an actor who counts to three, well, there's another scene that begins. And that's it.
That's it. So we've got the reins of our destiny.
Yeah, yeah. And we're always on stage.
And we've got a...
always in action. And we have a musician.
With great experience.
Yes. Dominique Amel.
Dominique. That sounds good. He's good.
Will you do the French-Canadian accent? You know, speak like this and...
Yeah, of course, a bit. I why not?
Logan.
Why not? I've got some difficulty to do it. Logan. Say. Oh,
yes.
There are some people
yes. We're in front of Radio Can.
But of course, we'll do one with that accent. We'll do one without speaking.
Without speaking. Maybe one in French.
Maybe one in French, of course. And then we'll
in
try...
In Spanish.
In Spanish. And maybe one in English. True English. All the way.
But you lived a few months in...
I've lived in
London?
In London. I did. But that's a long, long time ago. You must practice. I've got... My English is I think, pretty good. But I hear English. I listen. I read, but I don't often speak.
Yeah.
So that's the one part of it, and we're going right in that.
Yeah, we're jumping in.
Oh, yeah, we're jumping in.
But playing here in Montreal in front of French-speaking people and playing in New York in front of mostly...
English-speaking
people, it would be... I think it's going to be different.
It's going to be a hard one in Montreal. Because people, I think, are going to laugh...
Yeah, about...
Just because we're...
Not about our stories or our excellent writing.
No, not at all. Just seeing us look for words and
being stuck.
Oh, he said
that word.
I'm... I'm backing up.
No. So, if you're in New York, 27th and 28th of October...
Yeah, come and see us.
Yeah.
How's it called, the place there?
We're at the Pit Loft.
Oh, a
People's
classic.
Improv Theater Loft. There's the Pit and the Pit Loft.
Oh, is there?
We're at the Pit Loft.
And that's better?
Not really.
We'll see.
Yeah, well, there's a red door.
And if all goes well,
yeah,
we'll be in Chicago next.
Chicago.
Boston.
Boston. Yeah, maybe Boston's nearer.
Yeah.
What else?
That's about it. South Africa.
South Africa.
England.
Yeah, sure.
You've done... did you play in England? In French, though.
In French, yeah.
Did it influence at all?
What?
Your French playing in England?
Well, in front of French speaking people with French.
No, not nothing.
From France.
To, no.
No, it was okay. Like playing... Yeah.
You say I'm tired.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've used a lot of energy to
speak English. Well, we have an hour-long show, so you'll have to manage.
Lots of music there.
Yeah.
Singing.
Singing.
Is it easier to sing in English than to speak?
I think so.
People lose their accent when they sing in English, doesn't it? Yeah. I don't know.
Jumping Jack Flash.
There you go.
Tim Mick Jagger, whoops. Who sings in English, who sings with an American accent.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So, thank you, friend.
Anything else to
I don't know. I'm looking for words.
I'm looking for a deep conversation about our deepest fears about...
Oh, were you? Oh, well.
Maybe
not. The distance, that's why I think Montreal is going to be harder for me. But the distance in New York, you know, if it doesn't go well or anything else, you know, we'll be laughing about it and just go on with our lives.
But here in Montreal,
I know it's that damn ego of mine.
Yeah, you're known for your ego.
Oh yes, I've got some.
Yeah. So before ending that podcast, I'll say the dates one more time.
All right.
7th of October in Montreal Improv on St. Laurent Street, 36, 39, 67, I think. Go see our Facebook. Prod Instable.
Oh, Prod Instable.
Yeah, and in New York, 27th and 28th. And don't forget to, if you speak French, you can listen to our other podcasts. And if you don't, you can try.
Of course, and learn.
And learn. And what's the last word?
It's a rendezvous.
Coup d'état. Bon appétit.
Au revoir.
Ta-ta.
Pas d'impro est une présentation des productions de l'Instable, une compagnie de création dont la mission est de présenter des spectacles de théâtre improvisé et de réfléchir sur la création spontanée. Pour plus d'informations sur nos spectacles en salle, nos formations et notre direction artistique, rendez-vous au www.prodinstable.com.